From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for increased cooperation between the United States and China. Clinton is trying to win support from China's government for punishing North Korea, a Chinese ally, for the sinking of a South Korean Navy vessel. But Clinton says even when the U.S. and China disagree, they should seek some common ground.
If our relations are defined by win-win solutions rather than zero-sum rivalries, we will thrive and prosper together.
Clinton speaking during a visit to the World Expo in Shanghai. The Coast Guard says oil is now coming ashore along a 150-mile stretch of the Gulf Coast, the effects of the oil gushing from a blown-out wellhead on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. Ed Overton is a professor of environmental studies at Louisiana State University.
Unfortunately, some of the environment is not easily amenable to cleaning up. You know, the marshy coastlines, you can clean up a beach, but you can't get in there and clean up marshy coastlines, and that's where most of the damage is going to occur.
Overton says there's a risk that the method BP will use next week to try to stop the leak could make it even worse. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports President Obama is pledging a thorough investigation of the oil spill.
The president has announced the formation of a commission to investigate the oil spill that will be jointly headed by former Florida Senator Bob Graham and William K. Riley, former head of the Environmental Protection Agency.
The purpose of this commission is to consider both the root causes of the disaster and offer options on what safety and environmental precautions we need to take to prevent a similar disaster from happening again.
In the Republican response, Louisiana Senator David Vitter said the announcement was, quote, a media event created by Democratic politicians, but said all Congress's energy and attention should be focused now on containing the spill that is beginning to devastate the Gulf coastline.
The time for committee hearings is for after the well has been capped, not before.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Investigators are looking through the wreckage of an Air India jetliner that crashed after skidding off a runway at a hilltop airport today. 158 people were killed. Veer Singh reports only 8 people aboard managed to survive.
Authorities say overall conditions were good despite light rain and that the pilots did not make a distress call. Survivors reported hearing a loud noise that sounded like a tire burst, after which they said the Boeing 737 started to split in two as it overshot the runway, which is on a hilltop. The aircraft then went down and crashed into a hilly forested area. Top government officials say both pilots, one of whom was a British national, had a lot of experience and knew this airport well. Air India Express says all passengers were Indian nationals. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
This is NPR News from Washington. The mothers of 3 Americans who are jailed in Iran are back in New York after visiting their children. The women said they had very emotional goodbyes before departing because they were not able to bring their loved ones home with them. French prosecutors investigating the crash of the supersonic Concorde jetliner 10 years ago are asking for stiff fines and a suspended jail sentence in the case. Frank Browning has more.
It was one of the most dramatic airplane crashes in modern memory when the needle-nosed, delta-winged Concorde's fuel tank burst open and caught fire just at the moment of liftoff on the Charles de Gaulle runway, creating a huge fire plume. Prosecutors have asked for a 2-year suspended sentence for Henri Perrier, the head of the Concorde program, and $220,000 in fines against Continental Airlines. A Continental plane had dropped a piece of metal on the runway just before the Concorde took off, which caused a Concorde tire to explode and break its fuel tanks. Investigators say Continental used inappropriate metal in an earlier repair to its plane and that the Concorde had had a string of warnings about its vulnerable fuel tanks. 113 people died in the crash. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
A special election is being held today for the congressional seat in the Hawaii district where President Obama was born. The winner will fill out the remaining months of the term of Congressman Neil Abercrombie, who's running for governor. Republican candidate Charles Ju is favored to win mainly because 2 Democrats are in the race and expected to split the Democratic vote in the heavily Democratic district. But there will be another election in November to fill the seat for the term that begins in January, and Democrats are confident they'll win then because there will be only 1 Democratic candidate in that contest. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.